The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, November the 17th. We've got Jennifer Flink with us from the Walters Boone County Historical Society. Good
Hello,
to have you
Paul.
Here.
Paul, good to be here.
Well, you have had one weekend after another another of things going. How'd the Halloween presentation?
So well. We had so many kids out, and it was just really a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Yeah, that was where the adult gets in free
That's
with
right.
the kids.
That's right. Haunted Maplewood.
And so that people took advantage of that.
They certainly did. We had a lot of adults taking advantage of coming in free with the kids.
And then last week you had the Spinners and Weavers.
And they're, of course, always. That's such a delightful event. And 3 days of just wonderful Christmas shopping. So that's always a great opportunity for everybody. And
so you still have anything going on for the rest
of
the year?
We do. We have a couple of things coming up. We are actually just kicking off our fundraiser. And this is our holiday fundraiser, but it's kind of a win-win-win thing for everyone. So we partner with the Candy Factory, and they produce a special butter toffee. We call it Tiger Bark.
And it comes Tiger
Bark.
Not growl.
No. Not Tiger Growl. Tiger Bark.
Okay. All right. Tiger Bark with the Candy Factory.
Absolutely perfect butter toffee, hand-stirred in a copper kettle, coated or enrobed in milk chocolate.
Oh, my.
And packed specially in gold boxes. And it's available for giving. It's only $21 a box for a pound. And I know people who literally bought 3 boxes and stashed them so that they could have a piece every day last year. And people buy these.
So you've done this before.
We've done this before. And people buy these for gifts. They make here's the ultimate thing. An employer or a boss could buy these as a Christmas gift for their employee. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure who benefits the most. Candy Factory, which is a local business that benefits from producing this for us, or us. We benefit as a nonprofit. A portion of the proceeds go to us. Absolutely. The owner gets to be, or the boss gets to be the greatest boss in the world for giving a pound of chocolate to somebody for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And the person who gets the gift, they might be the biggest winner of all.
Yeah. And you forgot to mention the dentist.
And the dentist who gets the bill.
So what? There's 4 or 5 people that are going to benefit from this.
So this is just a wonderful fundraiser. It was so successful last year, and we're so delighted to be able to partner with the Candy Factory and do something, you know, put this together in a way that's fun and exciting. And
exactly. And, you know, the Walters Boone County Historical Society is a gem, a pure gem in our community.
It is. It's wonderful.
Well, we were talking some time ago. How many photographs or negatives do you have? And it numbered in the hundreds of thousands.
Yes.
Hundreds of thousands.
We probably have 500,000 for sure. 500,000 negatives. There, we did receive another small collection. So I know that we are over our 500,000. We're probably closer to 650,000.
Are you ever going to be able to display all of these photos?
Probably not. It is. It would be something that we would have to. You have to understand that this is about a century's worth of photography in Boone County. And what we've done, we are conserving them. They are in climate-controlled vaults, and we are going through and labeling and cataloging each individual negative.
Right.
We have a number of glass negatives. We have a number of acetate negatives. And this just, it's a chronicle of Boone County that is phenomenal. And the next thing that I will be doing, I'm writing a grant to help to enable us to develop this project and digitize it and make it available online.
Something else you did, I think it was being digitized. I hope this project is still going on, but it was started, I want to say, 3 or 4 years ago.
Could be.
Where you were asking people who are longtime residents of Boone County, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, to record
Our oral history program.
Absolutely. Record what they remember from 80 years ago years ago. You're still doing that.
We're still doing that.
And what is so wonderful about that is the fact that 50 years from now, mm-hmm. a great-grandchild
exactly.
can come to Boone County Historical Society and listen to the voice of their great-great-grandparents.
And you've got it exactly. It's an oral history. And it is, there's something very, very unique. You know, National Public Radio has, I can't believe I've forgotten the name of the program, but they do an oral history that they play on a regular basis. And so this is exactly like that. You're hearing the sound of the voice, the vernacular of the time.
Yes.
And the next thing that we're looking for are World War II veterans. So we do have a program that we have just launched. And we are looking for World War II veterans to come in and talk with us. And
but you're still looking for the longtime residents
absolutely.
Of Boone County.
That's always absolutely a given.
Yeah. When I lived in town, my neighbor, wonderful people, and they lived in Boone County all their life. They're in their 90s
yes.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Paul and Darlene Sharp. When I would go and talk to them,
yes.
they had so much memory.
Oh.
Of years gone by, and they could tell the stories so beautifully.
Yes. How a day started, and how a day started 90 years ago is very different from how a day
yes.
starts today.
They remember when REA moved into Boone County
Absolutely.
And brought electricity
exactly.
into the area.
Exactly. And when you're talking to people who did not grow up with electricity, and today they're
you're
working...
You're talking to one.
And today you have an iPad, you know.
Right,
that
right.
change, just that change
exactly.
in how information is accessed and how you perceive.
I bet you always had electricity, didn't you?
I did always have electricity.
No, we didn't.
Now, we didn't always have a television. My parents were against that in principle. But
we talked to some of the younger people. They remember when they didn't have remote control
exactly.
on the television.
But, you had to get up and do that.
Right. When I was a kid, we did not have electricity out where I lived, uh-huh. out in the county, in the country.
Right.
And we had a Delco unit that my father used to have to run each evening when he came home. It was a
wow.
generator. And we'd charge the batteries. The batteries would last maybe 24 hours.
Wow.
And by the end of the 24 hours, if my father wasn't home, the light would start dimming.
To dim slowly.
You could have one thing on at a time, and
I
that was it.
I can't do my homework, Mom. The lights are too dim.
But yeah. So if you want more information on any of this,
yes.
wonderful
fundraiser. We have a Boone County Christmas coming up at Maplewood.
Okay.
And that'll be the first two weekends in December. And in the meantime, we are looking for oral history, any of our World War II veterans. We're beginning to amass that collection
okay.
and can call the Boone County Museum 443-8936
okay.
or visit our website, and that's at boonehistory.org.
Okay. Jennifer Flink, thank you so much for coming by. Good
having Always
you.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, our KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow we're going to talk about grass farming.
I know, grass farming.
Grass
How
farming.
Good is that?
Yes, all right.
CLA.
We will see you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening. Have yourself a good afternoon. Bye-bye.